From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
You know, I want to be very honest. Certainly can't talk about a lot of things with regards to the situations that have occurred. But I wanted to stand in front of you and just say, hey, I want to be very, very clear about it. We support this basketball program, support these players, support this coaching staff. This place deserves nothing less than that. We have supported them, all the way back. I think I've been very clear about my support for the program, support for the leadership of this program. We support Coach Miller and his leadership of this program. And anything that is reported or has been talked about to the contrary of that is completely false. And so I want to be clear that there's, good communication. We're talking. Whether that's Dr. Robbins, myself, the coaching staff, we've been in constant communication.
By the way, if Dave Hickey was from the South, the way he would say program, it'd be pronounced program.
Program.
Welcome to another edition of the Wildcast podcast. I'm Justin Spears here with Dominic Pacheco. Dom, we're sitting in studio. It's a late night. We're recording a podcast right after Arizona's 14-point loss to Washington at home.
Not one, not two, not three, not four.
But five.
We're on five. Should I keep going?
Well, they got Colorado and Utah next week, so depending on what you think about this Arizona team, it could very well be six, it could very well be seven by next week. But, Dom, I want to talk, before we, start talking about the team overall and their performance, I guess the main topic of discussion, what everybody wants to talk about right now, is the current cloud surrounding the basketball program. And Mark Phelps, as we all know, the assistant coach, as we all know, he's a former assistant, or he's current assistant, but
he's currently the assistant, correct?
But the university is moving forward to firing him because, well, he was allegedly, or he was accused of messing around with a transcript of former Arizona commit, Sharif O'Neal. So that's now two NCAA violations for Mark Phelps in his time at Arizona.
In the last two years.
Dave Hickey, the Arizona athletic director, he addressed the media at halftime at McHale Center. It was kind of a last minute thing. Dave Hickey, what he wanted to do was talk to media and kind of get everybody caught up. And I thought it was interesting because the way university and the officials that worked there, they made it seem like Hickey was going to talk about the facilities and all the new renovations that they have going on at the U of A, and everything is all good despite this big cloud hovering the basketball program. And guess what? The press conference was not about the indoor football facility. It was not about the newly looked Rita Hillenbrand Stadium. It wasn't about any of that. It was about the basketball program specifically and what's the future hold for Arizona Hoops. So,
which is interesting that you bring up that it could have been about renovations, because it would have been a good distraction.
And I think that's what they were trying to go for.
It would have been a good distraction for the blowout loss. It would have been a good distraction from everything that's happened this week. And if that's what they were going for, it certainly didn't happen, because all they talked about was the cloud that's over Arizona. They talked about Mark Phelps, Sean Miller. And how many times, I was thinking about this earlier, I think Greg Byrne might have had to do it once, where he kind of stands in McHale during a game, whether it's at halftime or whenever it may be, and talks to media like that. Dave Hickey, I can't recall another time Hickey's done it, but you know that there's a cloud when the athletic director is talking to media during a basketball game.
Yeah.
There was a game going on inside. It was halftime, there was a game going on inside. They were getting blown up by Washington State, and Dave Hickey's just inside talking about what's going on in the program. Mm-hmm. And it's not good. Not only were they getting blown out, Dave Hickey's sitting there talking about everything that's going on off of the court. Mm-hmm. So it's not like he was just saying, we'll be fine. This program's, we have a good class coming in next year or whatever it may be. He was looking at all of the negatives that have happened this week.
And he talked about how troubling it was to be in this position as athletic director, especially when your beloved basketball program is under the national spotlight for all the wrong reasons, and this is what Dave Hickey had to say about that.
Mm-hmm. An iconic program. It's an unbelievable brand. You know, I think we all, in all of college basketball, are concerned about the image of all of our programs with the recent issues that are going on. And we need to get through that so the game of college basketball can be in a better place. It has impacted a number of programs around the country. Anytime you're touched with that, as we've been, that's difficult and it's disappointing and it's hard to take. But I, again, remain very confident in this program going forward. We will be a strong program. We will be a program that will move forward and continue to represent the university and be one of the iconic programs, one of the best programs in the country.
To be clear, the NCAA investigation into Coach Phelps has wrapped or is still open?
Again, I'm not going to comment on any level of that in any way.
Dave, if the losing continues 4 games now, it's not heard, we don't see this very often. Will this play a part in any future with Coach or other program?
Again, I support Coach Miller. Look, we've had many, many years of success here. We're faced with adversity, some challenges, injuries, and that makes it hard. But I'm impressed with the effort our guys give. I'm impressed with the effort our coaches have put in, and I support them.
By the way, I don't mean to get political here, but anytime I hear somebody say many, many, I think of Trump in the White House when he was talking about all the food that he had laid out for the Clemson football team. Because he's like,
many, many burgers.
He's like, we have pizzas, we have hamburgers, many, many French fries. So every single time I hear many, many, I always think of Donald Trump.
Dave Hickey doing his best Donald Trump impersonation.
But Dom, what'd you take away out of Dave Hickey's statements at halftime? I mean, he supports, but hey, no comment.
Look, again, it's interesting that he's coming out and showing this, you know, reaffirming his support this strongly. I want to go back and look at his statement from earlier this week and just read a couple of lines from that. When it was announced that Mark Phelps is getting fired, he said in the statement, quote, "The University of Arizona is committed to the highest standards of integrity and ethical conduct, and our commitment to those principles is unwavering. The decision to remove Coach Phelps immediately is a direct result of that commitment. We strive to compete within the rules of the NCAA and the Pac-12 Conference, and we will continue to cooperate fully with the NCAA," end quote. Essentially what he echoed tonight, more or less, that they're, you know, upholding the integrity, doing all this, cooperating with the NCAA. And all of their rules violations and, you know, whatever they are being investigated for. Look, you got a coach who has now two assistants who have been fired or moved to being fired in as many years. And whether or not Sean Miller knew about what these two coaches were doing, if he didn't know, it's almost worse. And Justin, you and I have talked about this before. It's almost worse.
Many, many times.
Many, many times. It's almost worse because, listen, you're sitting here trying to uphold your integrity and the standard at the U of A, but he's out here supporting Sean Miller, who can't do the same with his own coaches. Mm-hmm. Can't even do the same with his own coaching staff. And Hickey's coming out here taking time during a game where Sean Miller is coaching and getting blown out, I may add. Mm-hmm. Dave Hickey talking about being one of the best programs in the country. Get out of here with that. You're not even close right now. Here. You're not even close.
Yeah.
I mean, this cloud is so dark over Arizona right now, and they're doing it to themselves. They're digging themselves in a deeper hole. Dave Hickey is, you know, we've seen Sean Miller stake his reputation on this kind of stuff before, mm-hmm. and have to defend his integrity when he was suspended last year for the Oregon game and came back and, you know, strongly said the ESPN reports are false.
Yeah.
And staked his reputation on that. Dave Hickey is staking his reputation on the fact that Sean Miller is their guy. Sean Miller has done no wrongdoing, and he is staking his term at the U of A on Sean Miller upholding the integrity and the standard that the U of A is now accountable for. And it's he's on shaky ground. Look, Sean Miller's completely innocent right now. He's clean, squeaky clean, but unless you look at it in the light that if he didn't know about all these coaches, they're his coaching staff.
Yeah.
I don't care if he didn't know about it and he's clean. They're your coaches. And that's the first thing I think of when Dave Hickey comes out here and supports him like that. I don't think he's supposed to say anything different necessarily. I just don't think you need to go out of your way to support him that greatly. I mean, go ahead and refute the reports, any reports that he sees questioning if Arizona is moving forward to fire Sean Miller. Refute those. If they're not true, refute them.
Absolutely. What I think Dave Hickey's trying to do, and I'm this is 100% speculation on my part. This may be irresponsible for somebody in our position for me to say this, but I think what Dave Hickey's trying to do, and he fully supports Sean Miller because, well, Miller has publicly said, I had no idea about any of this, and he maintains that mindset. And I mean, even Sean Miller said it the other day in the Washington loss. I fully support the statements that went out. I think what Dave Hickey is trying to do is he's trying to tread lightly, because let's just say the Sean Miller era at Arizona does come to an end. When they go out and look for a the new head coach, do you think a head coach is going to want to play for a guy that did not support his head coach during these tough
times? That's a great point.
You know, this is pretty much Dave Hickey trying to show everybody, hey, as long as he's being truthful to me, as long as being truthful to the public, to the fans, to the boosters, I'm going to support this guy until the wheels fall off. Now, I may look like a moron in the end because I'm over here supporting a guy that lied to the public, who lied to me, but I'm trying to be as fair as possible. And if Sean Miller's currently in this position, I got to support him because I don't want to give off the impression that I'm turning my back on literally the highest paid dude in the state of Arizona.
It's a brilliant point, Justin, that you're making, but I mean, I guess that's where I kind of struggle to grasp this concept is I understand that he's supporting the coach because the coach has done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
But he has two assistants that has. He has a third that's been brought up in a federal trial.
Yeah.
Where three guys were convicted.
Yeah. And that's where you just have to look at that whole situation. And Dave Hickey, I give him props because with the projects that are going on, dealing with all of this, making new hires, I mean, Dave Hickey's had one hell of a year and some change as Arizona's athletic director.
He's had to deal with more in the last 15 months than most athletic directors.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a testament to his, but that's his job.
Yeah.
You know, that's his job. You're going to approach his stuff. It's college athletics. It's nothing new, really. I mean, this isn't the first time it's happened. Maybe at Arizona it is, but it's not the first time it's happened in college athletics. It's part of the game.
Yeah.
It's just my one problem with the outpouring of support. And again, I don't disagree with you. I think they need to support him. As long as he is the head coach. But when they're talking about the commitment to uphold all this stuff and their principles and trying to come off as the school with, you know, the utmost highest standards in college basketball, and then you have a coach who can't do that, Sean Miller's not doing that.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say about him. I don't care if he's the most innocent man in the country, in the law. I mean, he has two head coaches who have now, one of them has pled guilty to federal charges and is facing 18 to 24 months in prison. And one of them is
being investigated by the NCAA.
Yeah. One of them is getting investigated by the NCAA for whatever violations. We don't know specifics, but look, Dave Hickey's doing his job. He's holding Arizona to these standards. Sean Miller is not doing his job holding his own coaching staff to these standards. That's irrefutable. You cannot debate that. This is Sean Miller's staff. If he didn't know about everything, fine. It's happening under his nose. And that's a problem.
Yeah.
Look, with everything that's happened off the court, Arizona had just as bad of a week on the court.
Yeah. And that's what makes this a troubling time for the Wildcats, because it'd be one thing, like last year, they had the FBI cloud, but they also had DeAndre Ayton. They were also winning basketball games. I mean, say what you want about the Bahamas trip. That was a disaster for them. But ever since that Bahamas trip, they were playing good basketball and they were winning games. Like I remember watching them play in the Pac-12 tournament in Las Vegas thinking, wow, they're playing the best basketball of their season and they're going into the NCAA tournament on their fifth gear. That's why everybody had them winning the national championship. And sure enough, they ended up getting, blown out by Buffalo in the first round of the NCAA tournament in Boise. But they were winning games, which
won the Pac-12,
which outright regular season and tournament.
When the Pac-12 was a lot better than it was right now.
Exactly. And when you win games, that's a distraction because then fans are like, oh, everything is great. We're winning games. Great.
Winning cures all.
Mm-hmm.
Winning cures all. It doesn't matter what's going on. Yeah. Sure. I mean, there was a cloud over Arizona last year, no doubt. When all the Book Richardson, when that whole fiasco was going on, there was absolutely a cloud.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been really for the better part of this year because it's just been like, well, this is a throwaway year. We got the number one class coming in next year and Arizona's going to be okay. You know, there's light at the end of the tunnel. It's going to be a rough go of things this year, but it's a wash. This year's a wash. Mm-hmm. You can't do that now because now you're being investigated by the NCAA. Book Richardson is still a thing that hasn't gone away.
Yeah.
Sean Miller might get subpoenaed into federal court as Yahoo reported earlier this week. And you're losing.
And losing
you're
games.
On a 5-game losing streak. You're on your worst losing streak since Lute Olson stepped in the door for the first time. His first year, 83-84. It was December 83 was the last time they lost 5 straight. That is how bad. I mean, if this isn't rock bottom, it might be rock bottom when they lose 7 straight next week. I mean, if this isn't rock bottom, find me rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the day that they pull the plug and take it a completely different direction, or whether it's, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I mean, it's going to be difficult. And again, you can look at next year's recruiting class and say they're number one in the country. Arizona is going to be a force to be reckoned with, top 10 team next year. And that may be very well true, but you could just as easily say that it is all going to go up in flames and that whole recruiting class is going to walk out the door. I mean, it's just, there's so much up in the air right now. It's so hard to say. We were in the same position last year. You didn't really know what the future was going to hold. But you're absolutely right about winning. You know, there's nothing for Arizona fans or the program to fall back on right now. There's nothing for Sean Miller or Ryan Luther and Devin Arducci, who came in and talked postgame today. Mm-hmm. There's nothing good for them to come in and talk about. You know, they've been echoing the same statement game after game. You know, this losing streak, brings us tighter together as a team. Either that's not happening or it doesn't matter.
It doesn't show.
I mean, maybe you're getting tighter as a team, but it's not showing on the court.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to fall back on for fans or the program. There's nothing else to divert your attention away from what's happening off the court, and there's nothing to divert your attention away from what's happening on it.
I love Arizona basketball fans
because
they are...
They're a different breed.
That's an understatement right there. Arizona basketball fans are so passionate about their Wildcats. I mean, we hear it all the time. We watch Arizona play in away games. You hear the Arizona fans chanting U of A in the upper bowls. Now, this is also the downside of Arizona basketball fans. And I don't mean to put Arizona fans on blast because, like I said, all the mentioned reasons why they are who they are, because they're rabid. They love their Wildcats. They are some of the most passionate fans in college basketball. Now, with that being said, I think with the losses, the 5 consecutive losses, it's just like when Arizona loses in the second round or the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. People are like, we should not be losing these games. Fire Sean Miller. He's got to go. Lute Olson would take this team to a Final Four. And I'm starting to see this in social media, on Facebook, on Twitter. I see Arizona fans saying, these 5 losses or this losing streak is unacceptable. Miller should start feeling the hot seat. I actually saw somebody post that and I was like, why? Because they lost 5 games in a row for a team that is pretty mediocre and was expected to be mediocre heading into this season. Like, did you really think that Arizona was going to be this superstar team like they have been in years past? Like, no, this is an Arizona team that is probably not as talented since what, the Miller's first year? I was always saying like, oh, like this is, I'm going to compare this year to the Alonzo Trier, Ryan Anderson year where I thought they might be able to squeak into the NCAA tournament, but maybe lose the first round. And I was like, you know what? No, not, I don't think they're like the 15-16 team. I think they're more like the 11-12 team where they missed a tournament, but they went to the NIT and they lost to Bucknell in the first round of the NIT. And I'm starting to think, I'm like, yeah, they kind of remind me of then. But even that team didn't lose five straight games. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, man, if there was a scrimmage between Miller's first year, that team, and this year's team, and that first year team might win because Derek Williams is going to drop 30 points on everybody, you know? And I just, I can't think.
Who guards Derek Williams?
Nobody. Nobody. Yeah. So I don't know. This Arizona basketball is just in this weird state right now. You lose to Washington State, who, by the way, was 2-8 in conference play heading into Saturday night. Mm-hmm. So you're playing against a team that is probably the second to worst team in the Pac-12, just right behind Cal. Cal's the worst team. Washington State's next. And Wazoo, they were able to pull off the upset over ASU on Thursday night, and then they take care of business against the Wildcats on Saturday night. Now, Wazoo could have just been having the best weekend of their lives, mm-hmm. but you don't lose to Wazoo at home when you have the best home record in college basketball over the last 5 or 6 years. You just don't do that. No matter how injured you are, I don't care if Brandon Williams is out. You know, Sean Miller was talking after the game about why he missed Brandon Williams. We missed his scoring. And he does a lot of things, but even if Brandon Williams played in both games, they still lose both games.
Everyone said that about Chase Jeter, too. He's back. He's back.
So it's like, Like we said in the podcast at Frog and Firkin, this is the Dennis Green moment. They are who we thought they are.
Exactly. You just can't say it any better. I mean, this team wasn't supposed to be good this year on Arizona standards. They were supposed to be fighting for an NCAA tournament bid. Everybody said before the year, and Arizona will not make the NCAA tournament. They weren't in any of the bracket projections. They were obviously weren't ranked going into the year. They weren't supposed to have a good year on Arizona standards. Remember when Oregon came to town and they were 4-0 tied for first place?
All things were great then, right?
Things were great. There was something to fall back on. The cloud was still over the program a little bit. Granted, Mark Phelps wasn't here, but Brooke Richardson was still, you know, it was still here. The cloud was still very much here, but there was something to fall back on. Now they've lost 6 of 7. They have lost 5 straight. Even after the Oregon State game, even after they beat Oregon State, it's like, okay, like we caught ourselves. We lost to Oregon at home. And then we caught ourselves, and now, I mean, and now Arizona's on a 5-game losing streak, and the world is ending, you know? But that's, I mean, that's just the truth of it. I mean, I don't think I expected them to be this bad. Again, I've gone on record several times this year saying they're going to win the Pac-12 and Sean Miller is going to be coach of the year. Old takes exposed. Flags are way, you know, alarms. Sound the alarms. I was wrong. It's not going to happen. Sean Miller ain't winning nothing. Arizona's not winning nothing. They're not going anywhere. Look, this is the reality for Arizona basketball right now. It doesn't matter what they do the rest of the regular season if they're not going to get a top 4 seed in the Pac-12 tournament. We said earlier this week at Frog and Firkin with our very own Bruce Pasco that needs to be the goal the rest of the regular season is to get a top 4 spot so they have a bye. They're not winning 4 straight games in Vegas, I'll tell you that right now. They're probably not winning 3, but it makes it a lot easier.
You think fans from other teams in the Pac-12 are looking at Arizona like, oh man, they're having a down year. Let's get the family and the friends together and let's go out to Las Vegas because Arizona's probably not going to be competing for it. Like Arizona's down right now. I would not be surprised if Arizona goes to Las Vegas and T-Mobile Arena, which is usually McHale 2.0. Mm-hmm. That's not the case this year because fans have been starting to drop off. I've seen that at McHale Center. It's not just overall seating, but students aren't even showing up at tip-off against Washington on Thursday. And I get it. It's a Thursday. It's a weekday. I guess students are studying. You know, it's right in the middle of the semester. But there were only 4 students in the upper deck of the Zona Zoo on Thursday right at tip-off where, Dom, you and I are both young men. We can't sit here and say, oh, back in my day, because back in my day it was literally
years ago. Yeah,
just a few years ago. But Zona Zoo was packed
to the brim. To the brim.
With an hour before tip-off. Like, the cloud.
The cloud is real.
The losing.
The cloud is real.
It is starting to eat the program inside out. And again, like you said, Dom, winning cures all. They start winning some games, they're going to put some butts in the seats. But when you have a lot of uncertainty about your program, and, you know, students are already in this, like, oh, we got to wait till next year because they got Nico Mannion and Josh Green and all these guys. But if you don't start winning some games, students aren't going to show up because they're like, wow, why am I going to go out and support this mediocre basketball team?
And again, winning cures all. They have the number one recruiting class coming in next year. And if it, you know, so here's a possibility. Best case scenario is this all goes away. Mark Phelps leaves quietly and, you know, they win a few more games this year. They compete in Vegas, maybe make a run to the Pac-12 championship and miss the NCAA tournament by a couple games and go to the NIT, you know, do their thing there. And, you know, it's a lost season. Chalk it up to a lost season. And then they go into next year. Sean Miller's still here. All the recruits are here, and they run the table in the Pac. They run the show in the Pac-12. If you think that's likely to happen, go ahead and hit me up on Twitter at Dominic Pachaco and tell me what you're seeing that I'm not seeing, because it's just, they're just so far. Dave Hickey today talks about being one of the programs, one of the country's best programs. They're so far. There's so many things that need to happen between now and October of next year for that to even be a thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be so difficult for Arizona to get the number one recruiting class through the door at McHale Center on the court for the Red-Blue game next year. It is just so far away.
Man.
It is so far away. Look, talking about this year, Arizona is here. I'll list you the teams below Arizona in the Pac-12 standings. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
California, Washington State.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. Arizona is tied for 8th place in the Pac-12 with Colorado and UCLA at 5-6. If you go look at the standings, UCLA is behind them right now because they're 12-12 overall. I don't know. Arizona beat UCLA. Is that correct? Have they played yet? I can't even remember the season because there's so much has happened this week. Look, tiebreakers don't matter. Arizona needs to get to the top four. The top four teams right now are Washington, Arizona State, Oregon State, Utah. The latter three teams are tied for second at 7-4. Arizona needs to make up two games to get a first round bye in Vegas. I don't see that happening. If they split their remaining games, well, that can't happen. If they go 4-3 in their remaining games, I think that's best case scenario. I think it's going to be very difficult for them to walk out with a split in a road trip next week that they generally struggle with, even when they're very good. Colorado and Utah's playing a little bit better. They're getting blown out by UCLA today. Overcame a 28-point deficit or something of the sort and won.
Got a 1-point win.
I'm not kidding. It was like 22 points with like 12 minutes left, and they came back and hit a three at the buzzer to win. So, look, anything can happen in the Pac-12. No one's safe. Arizona's a lot of ground to pick up. They're tied for 8th place. That is not good. Let me check my math here. They're tied for 8th place. So, you know, they're looking up at a lot more teams than are looking up at them. And, they got a lot of ground to make up. I think that's the priority for the regular season. I don't think it's going to happen. So, if you're an Arizona fan, if you're the Arizona Wildcats, I think the rest of the season goes into gearing up for Vegas. I think they need to get healthy. If Chase Jeter is anything less than 100% right now, he should not be on the floor because you need him at 100% in Vegas. You need Brandon Williams at 100% in Vegas. If those two guys aren't 100% and starting for Arizona, they're done. They don't have a chance.
Chalk it up.
Yeah. I mean, throw in the towel now. White flag, season is over. It's over now unless they go and win the Pac-12. I mean, if it wasn't already over before Washington State, they lost any and all hope for an at-large bid in the NCAA tournament when they lost to Washington State at McHale Center. I will say that again. They lost any and all hope of an NCAA tournament at-large bid when they lost to the Washington State Cougars in Tucson, Arizona.
Shout out Robert Franks.
Shout out Robert Franks. I mean, it's what a week.
It's what a week.
What a week. I mean, we're all fired up. Let's go. We're ready to go. What's next? Hit us.
What, you know what? You want to know what's next? Arizona's got Colorado and Utah this upcoming week. So we'll see how they do on the road. Well, that'll do it for this episode of the Wildcast Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Wildcaster. Give us a like on Facebook. Check out the Instagram page. There's some good stuff on there. And also make sure to download the Wildcaster app, which is available on the App Store and Google Play. For Dom, I'm Justin. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, everybody.
What it is.
Hi, Wildcaster fans. Come check out The Point Being, the Arizona Daily Star's opinion page podcast. We talk about current events, what's going on in the world, the letters page, and more. So check us out at thepointbeingpodcast.com.